severely malnourished, bone underweight, fighting for every breath. Scenes repeated at almost every hospital in Afghanistan. UNICEF says children are the most vulnerable.
Poverty, hunger, the spread of preventable disease. We've just got a nationwide measles outbreak under control because we've been doing campaigns. But now we have an outbreak of acute watery diarrhea, which is weakening already weak bodies. And here we are in the hospital. We're seeing children with severe acute malnutrition and complications with pneumonia, measles, you name it. We're hearing stories of mothers sending children to school in the morning crying with hunger.
Many of these girls had breakfast, although it was just a piece of bread and some green tea. The morning session is for girls. 2,200 are taught by 11 teachers at the only high school in Chamtala. For the 3,500 boys in the afternoon session, there are 18 teachers. Kainat graduated from this makeshift school, which has been in this state for the past 12 years. She's now a volunteer teacher. Although against the Taliban ban on older girls' education, she says even if they came to school, there is no tent to accommodate them.
My message to the world is that they should unfreeze our reserves. If they're not going to help us, they should at least do that, so that we build our country with our own money. And my message to Islamic Emirate leaders is to fix our schools, build classrooms, get us teachers, and help us to get an education.
It's not just health and education, though.
In addition to crippling sanctions on Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover, the country is facing a number of challenges which are contributing to a humanitarian catastrophe. The drought that this country is facing is the worst in the last three decades, and people are having to send their children to sleep on an empty stomach.
Until a few years ago, these fields were green. But the changing weather patterns mean no snow in the winter and no rain during summer. Barren land and contaminated water brings disease, sending children to ill-equipped and short-staffed hospitals. It's a cycle of misery in a country under leadership learning to govern, abandoned by the rest of the world. Osama bin Javed Al-Jazeera, Khogyani, Afghanistan.